Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said temper gets people into trouble, but pride keeps them there. Indeed, we appreciate this opportunity. It's good to have you listening and to have you a part of our audience today. We're very glad that we have the opportunity of talking about the Word of God, and we appreciate your interest. In the last several weeks, we've been talking about the idea of our giving a Bible answer when someone asks, "What do you think about certain religious things?" Well, indeed, the Bible answer must be that which is approved of God, which God has said in His Word, not the doctrines and the commandments of men. We've asked a number of questions, and this week we've been dealing with the question, what must I do to be saved? What do you think about this particular subject? Well, we have been pointing out the fact that many have the idea that salvation is only on the part of God, that He does His part, and that we have no responsibility. And so they turn away from doing anything except to believe. Now, of course, belief is termed in the Bible as being a work. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's a work of God. But that's also true of being baptized and the other things that the Lord has instructed for us to do. Now, as we have looked at the idea of what must I do to be saved, let's look at examples in the Bible that bear this particular thought out. I tell you very plainly, I believe that a person must believe in Christ and be baptized for the remission of past sins. If I tell you that you believe in Christ, or you must believe in Him, remember, God has given to us evidence. Evidence is clear. Study the 5th chapter of the book of John, and the evidence is abundant that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Without believing that, there is no salvation. Jesus said, unless you believe that I'm He, you'll die in your sins. And so that's exactly our position. We also believe that a man believing in Christ must repent of his sins. Acts 2 and verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you. The term repentance implies the idea of changing your mind and then reforming your life, turning yourself around in your conduct. Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. And then that was so important that 2 verses later, He says exactly the same thing. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. And so I believe very plainly that in order to be saved, I must repent of my sins. I look at a statement that Peter made in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Peter said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All need to repent. And that passage very clearly says the Lord wants all men everywhere to repent, turn away from your sin, live a different kind of life. And then, of course, that repentance required in order to obtain salvation. Then the name of Christ must be confessed. In Romans 10 and verse 10, I read this, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Isn't that a great privilege? Isn't it wonderful to know that I have the privilege of saying with my mouth, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Look at that thought And then look at Matthew chapter 10, 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. And if you deny me before men, Jesus said, I'll deny you before my Father in heaven. Isn't it a great privilege to be able to confess Jesus as the Christ? Then following that confession of faith, I need to be baptized. I read in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts of a man confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And then after he confessed, he is baptized for the remission of past sins. Baptism is a burial in water in order to obtain remission of past sins. And the Bible teaches that baptism is an essential part of our obtaining salvation. That's the reason Peter will say in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Now, baptism alone doesn't save, nor does, well, any other thing alone save us. But baptism, combined with our faith in the Lord and our repentance, confessing his name, then when you put those things together, salvation is the end result. Acts 2:47, when people did this, the Lord added them to his church. We appreciate this opportunity of study this week. We're glad to be with you, and we hope that you'll listen again on Monday. We ask in the name of Christ, and we indeed want you to think about Jesus' statement, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.